Hard thing to know your mother suffered.
Very hard. But as children, I suppose we didn't really, we knew we weren't allowed to leave anything on our plates. No food was to be wasted. Nothing in our home could be wasted. Every envelope was written on, every back. There was, I've even actually got my 10-year-old birthday card somewhere here. And inside, if you open it up, and every bit, my mum has used every bit of paper for it. I think she was getting new curtains made and she's got the measurements written down, or for a shopping list. Every newspaper that came into our home was reused. The paper was reused, whether it be for lighting the fire or wrapping up her precious flower bulbs for in the winter to keep protect them. No matter what, it was reused,
and was the same.
Reused in every way possible. Everything. We had a stool. I always remember in the kitchen we had a stool that had a shelf underneath it, and that all the papers would be kept. If somebody wanted a paper from 3 weeks ago past Friday, I'll say we'll have it. But things were kept quite quiet, in a sense, in my early years, because my grandmother lived with us in our home. It was very difficult. My father had a very big background. He came from Germany, well, from Königsberg. It was East Prussia. And he came about the age of 17. His parents managed to get a visa to Britain for him in 1938. But his little brother and his parents didn't make it out. They were gassed. They were sent to the gas chambers, he later found out. And imagine being a young teenager and you're sent away and you're coming to somewhere you've never been and all on your own. It was too painful, I think, for my parents to discuss their past experiences, really. In her early years, it was very difficult. And also, they spoke quite a lot of German in the house with my grandma, and I was a bit embarrassed at the time. German to me in those days when I grew up, I mean, I'm talking about maybe when I was more aware of it in the late 60s, early 70s, it was like such an ugly language and people didn't really want to talk about the war. It was only later on in life in Britain it was much more acceptable. But it's, you know, now it's all a lot easier. I think that certain things are definitely passed from generation to generation. But sadly, the world hasn't learnt. We've learnt from the Holocaust. There's been so many other horrendous goings-on in the world, in Rwanda and everywhere with the refugees. It's just horrific. Nothing really has changed, sadly.
Do you think, as a last question, do you think your mother remained optimistic about life? How was she in herself after all these events that she lived through?
She had a great sense of humour. She was a very stubborn lady that said her stamina and her stubbornness kept her going, and determined. She was determined because later in life she had very bad osteoporosis, but still insisted on walking to synagogue on a Saturday. She would see always the good, you know. She would always push. But she didn't trust people. A lot of times she would say to me, the police can be crooked. It was a hard thing for her. How could she trust anybody? When she arrived in Auschwitz, I know there was a young boy. When they were in Prague, before she was taken away, they used to have to take in certain people to their homes for lunch. That was one of the stipulations. And there was a lovely boy that used to go to her house. And he was one of the boys that first came across in Auschwitz, and he whispered to her, "Have you got any valuables? Have you got any valuables, Mousie? I'll get them. I'll keep them for you safe." And he did keep his word. She gave him a few things, and he did come and find her, and he gave them back, which obviously were probably helped in certain ways to save her and my grandma's life as well. However, his sister, he had a horrible sister, and this woman was now dressed, she said, in the heaviest warm coat and special leather boots and the best clothes, and in the midst of the darkness of Auschwitz. And she ignored her. She turned her back on my mum because she was already in charge. She was one of these Jewish women that were whipping the Jews. Jews whipped the Jews, you know, that because she got extra
rations
only for herself. So I think that my mum couldn't believe that somebody could become like that. And I think my mother's trust in people was sometimes a bit weary, a bit difficult, which is very understandable.
Certainly is. Thank you for sharing your mother's story with us this afternoon.
Thank you.